Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Holy Nation podcast. I am your host, Naomi Arena, and in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing 5 tips on how to get back on track with God during the winter arc season. When I heard this phrase, winter arc, I was like, okay, that's cute. That's kind of cute. And I was curious about it. According to Google, winter arc is pretty much a period between October and January before the new year begins. October, November, December, things that we would be preparing for in the new year, we're going to start them right now during the winter months. Okay, we're still in October. So once you start right now and get into the habit of doing whatever it is that you want to do, that you want to accomplish in order to walk into the new you, it will honestly bleed into the next year. So in January, you might be like, okay, I don't want to go back to whatever it is. You know what I mean? Because you've already made it into the new year and you're like, I kind of don't want to ruin it. So it's going to motivate you to keep going. So a lot of these tips I'm going to mention is going to require you to be disciplined. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17 states, people who accept discipline are on a pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray. So discipline is highly important. So let's honestly just jump right into these tips. My first tip is waking up early and making prayer a priority. Okay, I also want to add to this that we should be building and having a consistent prayer life. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it states this. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. When you read the word, you see how many times Jesus was up early praying to the Father in solitude. You know, the Proverbs 31 woman, she's up when it's dark outside, okay, before dawn, and she's getting it together. And we also see, even in the book of Joshua, in the book of Abraham, in the book of Genesis, Abraham got up early in the morning. Joshua got up early in the morning. The Israelites got up early in the morning. So there's just something so special and so intentional about really waking up early in the morning, devoting yourselves to prayer to the Lord and thanking him that he even woke you up, honestly. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and to give you wisdom and to give you clarity for the day, discernment. You know, it really sets the tone for how your day is going to go. Once you do start incorporating morning prayers, it will start to grow. We should be praying over our meals, guys, before we go to bed. We should be praying for our loved ones. Wake up early in the morning and devote yourself to the Lord in prayer. So that is my first tip. Tip number 2, read God's word daily. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says this, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. Honestly, you guys, we should be reading the word of God daily. God speaks to us through his word. You know, God's word is powerful and it's very transformative. On my journey, reading God's word really corrected me in areas where I was taught the world's way, and then God's word just corrected me to walk in the right way. So reading God's word is so important, and just studying, asking the Holy Spirit to open your eyes, to reveal the truth in the word, meditating on it, guys, because you know, when the enemy tries to come in with these negative thoughts that are lies, how are you supposed to fight back? You're supposed to fight back with the word of God. And how are you supposed to know the word of God if you're not reading it? Right? James chapter 1, 22 says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. And it's true. You know, what's the point of reading God's word and then just not walking by it? And don't worry, guys. I know I have been like this too. I see why it says meditate on it day and night. That way it's implanted in our hearts. So when circumstances, opposition comes our way, we are ready and equipped, ready to fight back with the sword of the spirit, with the belt of the truth. You know, this is why in Ephesians, it does say to wear the full armor of God. We are supposed to fight back the enemy's lies with God's word. That is my second tip, is to read God's word daily. My third tip is to find a faith-based community. We should be getting connected into a faith-based community, how else are we supposed to sharpen each other if we are not around people who are walking with the Lord? You know, we should be surrounding ourselves with those who are going to push us closer to God, closer to our assignments and our purpose, who are going to encourage us. You know, I know the word does say, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens another. Proverbs 13:20 says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. I've gotten in trouble. Okay, so I've learned from that verse, and you just walk alone until you find your circle, and the Lord will, he is faithful, and he will send you your people in his perfect timing. When you are so desperate for friends, you might end up settling for something that you think is God and it's not. And the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it states that bad company does corrupt good character. And whenever I've noticed that whenever you do start getting close to God, the enemy will start to send distractions, okay? And you need to be aware of those distractions. If they're not pushing you closer to God, if they're trying to bring you back to wherever God has delivered you from, or something that you're trying to run away from or trying to be safe from, you already know where that's coming from. Okay, find a faith-based community, a Bible study, pray to the Lord about a church. You can also find communities online, fellowshipping online, you know. So I would say to pray about it and to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. But if the Lord has not sent you a community yet, be patient, pray about it. But, you know, you have him and you should already be content with God, to the point where, like, you're not going to want to be, like, so desperate to just go and, you know, just settle for anything. You know what I mean? So really just wait on the Lord. Wait on him to send you into a community. There was a season where it was just the Lord and I was content. Yes, I was yearning for friendship and stuff like that, but I wasn't ready. So just be patient. And when that time comes, he'll send you into your circle. So that is my third tip, is to find a faith-based community. My fourth tip is eating healthy and exercising. Some people are very familiar with scripture that I'm going to say, which is 1 Corinthians 6:19, where it states that, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. Eating healthy and exercising is like the top priority when it comes to like the new year, new me memo. Why not start now? Start now. Eat healthy. Exercise. If you're eating junk food all the time, you know how much it's going to affect you. It's going to cause brain fog. Really start eating healthy, putting good things into your body. Instead of spending so much money buying fast food, utilize cooking at home, you know, meal prepping, if that's easier for you, if you have the time. Work out in your living space. There's free workout videos on YouTube. If you have stairs in your home, walk up and down the stairs with a jug of milk or something. I don't know. It works. This brings me back to when I said this requires, a lot of these tips do require discipline. I mean, besides like the finding a faith-based community type of thing, but this does require discipline, staying consistent, eating healthy, and also getting some exercise to just get your body moving, you know, get the adrenaline going in your body. Because our bodies are temples. Guys, temples, a temple, you know, like when you look at a temple, it's so beautiful, you know. So for the Lord to say like our body, like the Holy Spirit really lives in us, like you would want to take care and steward well the temple of the Holy Spirit. Even if you have to go on a fast, guys, okay, because fasting is so important, but do that in order to strip off everything out of your body and then starting fresh again. And it's perfect because once you start doing this right now, then as you gradually go throughout the month and into the new year, you should already be on a pathway to healthy eating and exercising. So that is my fourth tip, is to eat healthy and exercise. My last and final tip, guys, this is super important. Obedience to the voice of God, obedience to the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And this is mentioned in the book of Samuel, where Saul literally disobeyed God. And the Lord was like, what are you doing? Like, obedience is better than sacrifice. What's the point of praying to the Lord for something and he tells you, he is speaking to you, but you don't obey? Your obedience is tying, is like that puzzle piece to his plan. Okay. obedience does lead to breakthrough. It does lead to blessings, whether that's in your life or someone else's life. So obedience is so important. In order for you to really walk in obedience to the Lord, it's going to require trust. It's going to require faith. Do you trust God enough to obey him when he tells you to do something, although it doesn't make sense? Look at Jesus. He obeyed God by facing death on a cross. You know, although he was praying to the Lord, like, if it's in your will, like, if you could take this cup from me, but not my will, let your will be done. Jesus was so obedient to death on a cross. And even just hearing that and thinking about that, I'm like, man, Jesus died for you and I, and he faced that. He was obedient. Okay, so why can't we be obedient to God the Father? We're not going to end it like that. Jesus conquered the grave. Sometimes we may be in unpleasant circumstances. God truly does want the best, but it really does start with obedience. Obey him, although it doesn't make sense. Ask the Holy Spirit to remove and knock down every single proud thought in the way that's keeping you from obeying God. That is my last and final tip, is obedience to the Lord. One thing I will say is be patient with yourself. Take this back to the Lord in prayer as well, because, you know, sometimes he could be putting on your heart something that he wants you to do. And again, what did that just say, guys? Obedience is so important, you know? So when he does speak to you, listen to him, trust him. That's a confirmation that he hears your prayer, that he's hearing you. So why not obey, right? Okay. I'm actually going to do a new thing here. So let's just pray. Let's just pray us out right now before we end this episode. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, for what you have done, Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor belongs to you. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters listening to this, Father, that you may sharpen them, Lord. You may give them strength in doing good, Father, into walking into the new creation that you are calling them to walk into, Lord. We shut off the old creation. We shut off every single sin that is trying to keep them in bondage by the power and the blood of Jesus, Father. We know, God, that you are faithful, Lord, and that you have a plan for their lives, Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give them a hope and a future, Lord. And I just pray, Father, for my brothers and sisters on the other side of the screen, that you strengthen them, Holy Spirit, to walk in discipline, to be disciplined, to adhere to the voice of God. We silence the voice of the enemy in their minds, Father. And we just pray, Lord, that they are obedient to you, God, and that you lead them, Holy Spirit, to walk into the calling and the purpose that you have for their lives, Lord. We love you. We thank you. We give you glory. We praise you in advance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm so glad to continue to walk with you guys, with the Lord. I'm looking forward to sharing more faith-based content, inspiring encouragement. And I just thank you all for just tuning in on this episode. And I really hope these tips have helped you. And I will talk to you guys soon.